This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, August 4th. God's word for you today is synchronized. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians chapter 5, verse 25, and it says, "Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit." To be in sync with heaven's timing, engage in prayers. Nothing brings you in sync with God faster than prayer. Engage wise counsel. None of us is as wise as all of us. Engage the Word. Stop looking for a vision and start looking for a verse. Engage your best. No one is born empty. Everybody has something to offer. The fifth thing to do to be in sync with heaven's timing is to engage patience. This, like all the others, is so powerful. It is easier to get into something than to get out of something. It is easier to get into a marriage than to get out of it. It is easier to get into trouble than to get out of trouble. It is easier sometimes to get into a friendship than to get out of the friendship. So be patient. Don't rush. Your time will come. If you're single and you're trusting God for a life partner, your time will come. Do not rush it. It is easier to get in than to get out. Some people are just waiting for the rapture because divorce is not God's will, so they don't want to divorce their spouse. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 25 says, "Think carefully before you promise an offering to God. You might regret it later." The Message translation puts it this way: an impulsive vow is a trap. Later you will wish you could get out of it. Engage patience. A wise man said, "A good decision is always better than a fast one." Yes, we are in an age where everybody wants to move fast, be nimble, and make quick decisions. However, a good decision is always better than a fast decision. In God's favorite house, for example, we are flexible and fast, but sometimes it appears that we are slow. We are not slow, we are just patient. We are not in a hurry. You need to engage patience. Remember, rhythm is defined as the beat that keeps the piece on the right timing moving forward, the timing and duration of notes and rests. If you have played music at all, there is always that band member or instrumentalist who wants to get in when they are supposed to be quiet. Such people always want to play when they are not supposed to, or they always want to be exuberant when they are supposed to be at rest. Patience and timing go together. Romans chapter 3, verse 28 says, "Our lives get in step with God and all others by letting Him set the pace, not by proudly or anxiously trying to run the parade." God is saying that for you to be on the right timing, you need to let God set the pace. Otherwise, you will be running helter-skelter. So, let God set the pace. You have to keep in step with the Holy Spirit. It is like dancing. Let us pray. Father, I choose to engage patience going forward and let you set the pace and to keep in step with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.